It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. It's already a busy morning for me.
Yeah, well, what have you been doing? Besides loading bags of popcorn into the back of my car for me.
That's exactly why I quit working retail.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's why I quit. Got out of the band business, too. Lugging all that stuff around has just got to be too much for me.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
It's happened when you get old.
Yeah, put me to work when I get here.
Well, I told you I appreciated it, so I'll give you a Christmas treat or something.
Oh, it's popcorn. How about free popcorn?
Well, you could have some of that, Josh. Yeah, maybe next trip to the Grand, you get free popcorn. How's that?
I'll let them know.
I'll tell them to
see how it flies.
Well, we're going to salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Interior Communications 3rd Class Petty Officer James Otto Zanke. James was born on August 29th, 1942 in Hendricks and passed away on May 3rd, 2018. He entered active duty on July 25th, 1960 in Minneapolis into the United States Navy and was honorably discharged on 3 years later on August 28th, 1963 at, where was he? Aboard the USS Nereus in Bainbridge, Maryland. He served aboard the USS Nereus. Interior Communications means that he worked on the radios that were inside the ship, so one part can communicate with the other part, you know, because ships are a little bit bigger than fishing boats.
Yeah, so, a little bit.
A little bit.
Slightly.
So served 2 years, 9 days in sea service, and he earned the Good Conduct Medal. So thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Bats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand today. Even during the holiday rush, the VA says they're going to rush your prescriptions to you.
Yeah, they sent out a press release on December 6th, written by Hans Peterson, which was a news editor for the Veterans Health Administration, how their VA's mail-order pharmacy is working diligently to rush necessary prescriptions to veterans, especially during the holiday season. If you get your prescriptions through the mail, like most veterans do, you can rest assured this holiday season, VA is working hard to make sure you continue to get your medications on time, even if there's an increase in mail volume. Their consolidated mail order pharmacy mail team continually monitors and the time it takes the USPS to deliver packages to veterans, and they don't anticipate any delays this year. But if slowdowns do occur, you know, they have backup plans in place. That's happened to me as a veteran. I get my prescriptions through the VA's mail order pharmacy. And if I run out, I'll call up my doctor and said, yeah, it's not here yet. Can I get like a 10-day prescription that I can pick up locally? And they said, yep. I usually get a call back within a couple hours saying it's done. You can go pick it up. So
all right. That works well.
Yeah, it does work well. First, if delivery delay is expected, your VA medical center will fill your prescription earlier. Then we'll work with the Postal Service and your local medical center to make sure your prescription is delivered on time. If that's not enough to guarantee on-time delivery, we'll use FedEx Ground or an overnight delivery service, whatever it takes. Prescriptions are given priority. If you're concerned that your prescriptions won't be given priority over other packages by the Postal Service, Postal Service Federal Account Manager has confirmed that that's not the case. In VA, your prescriptions and your health come first. And this holiday season, we're doing everything they can to make sure you get them when you need them. So, good
all
news.
Right. That is. Yep. Always good to get good news around the holidays.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. This information will be in the Western Guard.
And the Dawson Sentinel this week. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
And that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I'll be closed on Thursday. I have a meeting up in St. Cloud. But otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445. Oh, nice. I also have an appointment in Montevideo this afternoon, so I won't be around this afternoon.
So call ahead.
Yep. Behooves you to call ahead, 598-3445.
And an interesting story on my local news earlier, or last week, I should say. It seems the News release came out from the Veterans Home over in Montevideo. Looks like January is when they're going to start taking some
January 2nd.
Residents over there?
Well, they're having an open house on January 2nd from 2 to 5. I saw that this morning and sent that to the Board of Commissioners since they're also stakeholders in this.
Right. A lot of stakeholders.
Yep. Lots of stakeholders out there. And so it'd be a good time to see it before they start accepting residents. But, yeah, it's coming together. I was there about a month and a half ago, and, you know, they're still doing some things, working on the computers, but it was...
Sounds like they got all their certificates and things that they need.
For lots of inspections
and all
to get
that.
Open,
so
yep.
They are still taking applications for...
They are.
Some people. They have some people, or quite a few people working, but they could use more.
Yep, they're taking applications for employees, and they're taking applications for residents. So
right. I don't have the number offhand, but we can find that for them if anybody's interested, or they can probably call you. You can probably get that info for them, too.
Yep, I can point them in the right direction.
Right. All right, sounds good. Yeah, it's always exciting. It's a long project. I remember when they just started first talking about that. So
That was, what, 14 years ago?
A long
or so?
Time ago.
14, 15 years ago?
Getting the financing together and everything.
I know they were talking about it when I first got hired at the county, that the county already promised contribution towards the construction of it.
Right.
So, and that was 14 years ago. So
nice to see it come to fruition.
Absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate it. You have a great week, and we'll see you again on another Vets Info next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Q92 this morning. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for...